A raid in Afghanistan's southern neighbor, Pakistan, killed Osama bin Laden in May. The CIA suspected that the al-Qaeda chief was hiding in Abbottabad. Today, the British newspaper The Guardian reported on one way the agency was trying to prove bin Laden was there. The strategy involved a phony vaccination program to obtain DNA evidence from members of bin Laden's family. It sounds like a clever idea, but Heidi Larson at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine says it could have unfortunate consequences. She studies the issue of public confidence in vaccination programs. Now, this happened in Pakistan. Will this kind of operation undermine wider confidence in real vaccination programs elsewhere, do you think?
If indeed a public health program was faked and something so essential that saves lives like vaccines was used as an entry point for this effort, as important as it was, it really was not, is not an appropriate way. It has huge ethical implications. It has huge public trust implications. Just put yourself in the shoes of a family with very young children in some parts of the world and think about the next time someone knocks on the door and says, I'm here to vaccinate your children. I don't think it takes any kind of extensive research to understand that it would definitely create a thinking twice and a concern.
Elaborate for me what the most serious ethical implication is of this kind of operation.
I think it raises a huge amount of questions. The fundamental issue is about public trust and the relationship between the person getting a vaccine and the provider and the person who's making the policies. So many of the issues around vaccine trust are about the specifics of the safety of the vaccine. But frankly, the bigger issue is about the contract, the social contract between the government and the provider of health intervention that is saving people's lives.
How do vaccination campaigns in Pakistan typically unfold? And if this story is true, would a vaccination campaign have been an obvious ruse for the CIA to grab hold of?
Normally, vaccination campaigns or vaccination programs are managed through the Ministry of Health. Vaccines can also be procured privately if they've passed their regulations, and you can have private doctors that have them available. But when it comes to a nationwide vaccination program, it's government that regulates, manages, and often provides.
What do you expect is going to happen with vaccination campaigns in Pakistan over the coming year? Do you think there will be an immediate kind of discouraging effect from this incident?
For people going to a local clinic and going through the more normal approach to taking your child, or even if it's for an adult, to go to their clinic and get their vaccination when they decide to do it, it may raise concerns there. But I think the more likely context where it might have some negative impacts will be on the house-to-house campaigns. I think at a more macro level, it's exacerbating an already difficult relationship between Pakistan and the U.S., but also with international vaccination programs, and I think we'll have some potential implications there.
Heidi Larson is a senior lecturer at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. Dr. Larson leads a team studying issues around public trust in vaccines. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks.